Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we're featuring today are Letitia Lovely, author of The Perfect Revenge, Sharon Norris Elliott, author of Boomerangs to Arrows, and Antonio Aguirre Villacora, author of Approaching the Canticle, St. John of the Cross for the Marathon Runner. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Letitia Lovely, author of The Perfect Revenge. Here's a little information about Letitia Lovely. Letitia Lovely is the best-selling, award-winning author of almost 30 novels. Along with being a full-time writer, Letitia is an actor and former radio personality. She loves to meet readers and thrives on sharing her personal story, one that will hopefully inspire others. When not writing, Letitia indulges in her other loves of sports, cooking, international travel, and entertaining family and friends in Southern California. Now here's a short description of the book, The Perfect Revenge. In this sexy page-turner from Letitia Lovely, a conniving seductress embarks on a spectacular finale as her need for revenge and for the object of her obsession reaches a boiling point. After a nightmarish 2 years, Nathan Carver thinks he can relax. His sister Sherry and her husband Randall are once again enjoying life and time with their family. Then they get the bad news. Jacqueline Tate, the woman who's been a walking, talking tornado of trouble in all of their lives, has been released from prison. They decide to take reasonable precautions and let God take care of the rest. But Jacqueline hasn't changed one bit, and she has plans of her own. Now here's a brief review of the book, The Perfect Revenge. Nathan Carter, Randall and Sherry Atwater, and Jessica and her family are happily getting along with their lives and their careers. That is until they hear that Jacqueline Tate has been released from prison and is on her way out of the country. Before she leaves, however, she is determined to pay some people a visit, and only time will tell what happens from there. Letitia Lovely wraps up the Shady Sisters trilogy nicely with this page-turner of a drama. Readers will find themselves in step with the characters, and Lovely does a good job of holding the reader's attention until the very end. We highly recommend this book. Visit Letitia Lovely online at www.letitialovely.com. The Perfect Revenge is published by Defina. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled No Greater Love by Fred Hammond.
No greater love than the one you have for me, Lord. There is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me. Than the one.
Next up today is Sharon Norris Elliott, author of Boomerangs to Arrows. Here's a little information about Sharon Norris Elliott. Live significantly. That's the inspiring message of Sharon Norris Elliott, award-winning author, speaker, publishing expert, visionista, and astute Bible teacher, whose delightful teaching ministry always inspires her audiences to think biblically, speak intelligently, work passionately, act responsibly, love unconditionally, and live significantly. Her aim and her encouragement to everyone who will listen is to live a life that matters. Sharon offers a Boys Like Jesus seminar for churches and community organizations. Now here's a short description of the book, Boomerangs to Arrows. In the face of high unemployment rates, rising costs of living, economic recession, and the present generation's general malaise, many parents feel obligated to offer prolonged housing and financial assistance to young adult offspring. But as time passes, how can these boomerang children be transformed into arrows loosed from the parental quiver? Based upon an in-depth study of Psalm 127, Boomerangs to Arrows empowers parents to prepare themselves and their adult children for the time when those kids must be launched into independent, grown-up lives. Chapters include wisdom for quivered arrows, sanded arrows, broken arrows, bent arrows, coated arrows, and flying arrows. The book also includes step bows and step arrows, a chapter for those co-parenting a spouse's child. Now here's a brief review of the book, Boomerangs to Arrows. As more and more young people face a difficult world of unemployment, student loan debt, and high costs of living, some parents find it hard to just let their children go. Understandably, the world is nothing close to what it was when parents who are 50 and above were coming of age. But still, young people today must learn responsibility, independence, and be able to live their lives as adults on their own. Sharon Norris Elliott offers parents godly advice and counsel for successfully launching young adult children into the world. This book is a great resource for parents and caregivers who are struggling to be supportive of their children, but also challenges young adult children to become self-sufficient and responsible adults, ones who are able to make a contribution to society and a difference in the world. We highly recommend this book. Visit Sharon Norris Elliott online at www.lifethatmatters.net. Boomerangs to Arrows is published by Judson Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled God by Canton Jones.
Church boy, work boy. Some call him Jira, cause he's a provider. Some call him best friend, because he's a rider. He's on the inside of me. One God in the Holy Trinity. That's why I say. Some call him Papa, some call him God. It's whatever you're, he's my star.
Next up today is Antonio Aguirre Villacora, author of Approaching the Canticle St. John of the Cross for the Marathon Runner. Here's a little information about Antonio Aguirre Villacora. Antonio Aguirre Villacora is a medical doctor who has authored dozens of papers and several book chapters in scientific medical literature. He is a secular oblate of the Abbey of St. Domingo de Silos in Spain. Now here's a short description of the book, Approaching the Canticle St. John of the Cross for the Marathon Runner. This is a summary of the spiritual canticle of St. John of the Cross, in contemporary language with emphasis on the meaning of its symbolic language. Now here's a brief review of the book, Approaching the Canticle St. John of the Cross for the Marathon Runner. St. John of the Cross is considered to be a major figure in the Counter-Reformation. He is perhaps well known for one of his many books, A Spiritual Canticle of the Soul, in which he writes a poem of 40 stanzas that tells of the soul's search for Jesus Christ. The soul is portrayed as a bride who is searching for her bridegroom. The feeling of being lost and found is thoroughly expressed. In this reflection book, Antonio Aguirre Villacora takes this poem and skillfully breaks it down into a modern understanding of how many people today are still searching for Jesus Christ and the peace that he offers. Much more than just an interpretation of a poem, Villacora opens the eyes of the readers to a new appreciation for literature and biblical interpretation. We highly recommend this book. Approaching the Canticle St. John of the Cross for the Marathon Runner is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, "Oh, That Men Would Worship," by Stephen Hurd. God bless.
Your sons and your daughters are waiting for permission to tell God yes. All you have to do, my brother, is dare to trust God in a place where you've never been before. There's a song we wrote. We call it a modern day hymn. It just simply says, "Oh, that men would worship and cast down their crowns before the feet of Jesus." Tonight, we want to help you to experience this worship that we're talking about. Hallelujah.
Oh, that men would worship. Oh, that men would cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus, heavy burdens to lay down. Oh, that men would cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus. Heavy burdens to me.
It's a simple song tonight. but it's our prayer to the Lord.
Teaching sons and daughters, helping wives to hear the sound, molding generations to live holy all around. Oh, that men would cast their crowns
Father, this is our prayer to you tonight. We want to be all that you've called us to be. And so whatever you have to do in us and for us, Lord, we lift our heads and our hearts to you. We lay our pride aside. And we invite you into our space, into our heart, to the glory of your name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right.